The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
So if they weren't fortunes, what were they? Wait, code or short messages? That's what he was writing down.
Oh, and right after you left my office, I got a call from Jim.
Great. Where is he?
He's with Pierman at Martin State.
So what's suspicious about it?
Nelson was along as a uniform on the case. He noticed a burn pattern on the wall and recognized it as a laser pistol burn pattern.
You're missing guy. What's so important about him?
His name is Professor Lin Xiang, the world's top hacker, and he specializes in guidance system software.
My master, I've been informed that the particle beam should be ready for testing tomorrow. He will be instrumental in providing his world with unlimited and free electricity.
It would be more like free of electricity. So you're convinced that Lin and 310 are working together and Pierman knows about it?
That's exactly what I intend to find out.
Soon you'll be back at home and in the clear.
I'll be home and ready to face the real debrief with Kelly.
Notes about what, Agent?
You're going to tell me who Prisoner 310 is and why Lin was taken by Rage. And now, Episode 66. Reunited.
My dear Kate, you know just as much as I do. Rage has taken Lin to work with Prisoner 310 on some special project.
And you couldn't tell me that because...
Because we weren't sure what Rage was doing with 310. And we just recently discovered that Professor Lin was taken by Rage.
I find that hard to believe. Let me talk to your brother.
He's in final preparation for departure. I just learned of this whole incident from him during our lunch. I pressed him for more information, but he said that everything is highly classified, even above my level.
The fate of both our worlds lies in the balance, and we aren't in a position of need to know. How about when one of our world's skies is filled with Rage fighters? Will we need to know then?
You have a right to be upset.
If I was upset, you'd know it. You'd be looking at me eye to eye right now. What is so important about this that this information can't be shared?
I asked the very same question. This whole situation is not just at our level. It's a galactic nightmare. Rage could be bluffing. It's possible that Wi-Fi told that to my brother when he was captured aboard the Potomac, just to rattle him. Maybe it's a bluff. Maybe just an idle threat. There's no need to start a Federation-wide panic over it right now.
No, we'll just sit idly by until a Hongan mercenary knocks politely on my front door. Excuse me, miss, but we're invading your planet.
Kate, let's not oversimplify things. Yes, this is potentially a volatile situation, but at the moment, there are just idle threats. With the Muncie Act in place, it will be almost impossible for goods of war to reach Rage forces. Their planet is in economic environmental crisis, so their resources are low.
The perfect reason to go to war!
I will pass along all of your comments to my brother, but I assure you, if the situation gets the least bit critical, we'll update you. In the meantime, continue with your investigation, as I know there'll be no stopping you. But I must warn you, our people have been all over this. I don't think you'll find anything relevant to the impending Rage threats.
We'll see about that.
I take it you two won't be having lunch together anytime soon.
Not likely. Robert, you pretty much know what's going on around here.
I guess.
I want you to let me know if there are any new developments. I don't care what it is, I need to know.
If Mr. Pierman finds out...
Robert.
Yes, ma'am. I'll let you know.
Thank you. By the way, that was an excellent job you did on Barnes.
Oh, the scar appliance. Thanks. I enjoy special effects makeup.
You're very good at it. Something I'll keep in mind.
Thanks, but let's hope you'll never need it.
I wasn't sure what I'd need. All of a sudden, I was back on Florina's rooftop, wondering what a monument was doing there. Then being led around by the IDF, lied to, and having cases snatched right from under me. I hated being told back then that it was a need-to-know basis, and I hate it now. The Pierman brothers can play their little game of secrets, but I'm not about to back down. I'm convinced the answer to their threat is right here on Earth, and I'll find out. I went back to the apartment and got some much-needed rest. I was hoping that a new day would bring some answers. It started with a 6 a.m. phone call. Daddy, what's up?
I suppose you've been up and ran 5 miles already this morning?
Just 4.
I remember those days. Listen, I cleared my final debrief at 10 this morning, and I'll be boarding a Freedom flight at 4:37, and I'm scheduled to arrive at BWI at 6:57 p.m.
BWI? What happened to the MAC flight to Dover?
Since I'm a former Air Force major and I was treated at Longstool, I can use the Freedom flight, so I'll be coming commercial air. Will there be any problems picking me up?
No. My office is expecting you to arrive soon, and I've been given a liberal leave policy. Are you going to call Kelly?
I was kind of hoping you'd do that.
Daddy.
All right, I'll call her.
Do you have her cell number? It changed a couple years ago.
Haynes has it. He's already talked to her once. Will both of you meet me at the airport?
I'll be there, and you know Kelly's not going to miss this. We'll all do our happy reunion dance in the airport, and then you'll most likely leave with Kelly for the shore. I know she's got everything ready for you at Hawk Haven.
I can't wait to just kick off my shoes and feel that good old Eastern Shore mud between my toes. Are you going to join us?
Yeah. It would look a little suspicious if I didn't. After all, I haven't seen you in 5 years either. You guys should get home a little after 9 tonight. So I plan on being there in the morning. That'll give you some time with the family. I'm sure your grandkids are full of questions. I think Kelly's putting together a little welcome home party.
Oh, I wish you could talk her out of it.
Don't worry. She promised a low-profile affair with family and just a few friends. She knows you need to acclimate back into normal life.
Low-profile, huh? Since when has that girl done anything that's low-profile? This is the same Kelly who had me towed in and set up a 25-gallon terrarium/aquarium to demonstrate the life cycle of leopard frogs for a 7th-grade science project. I was up at 6 a.m. that morning catching grasshoppers and spiders for their supper.
I barely remember that. Didn't she let them go after the science fair?
Right there in the school.
Well, I don't think you'll have to worry. She promised me she'd rein it in.
All right. I'd better brush up on my notes, though, because it's going to be a long ride home. I'll see you around 7.
All right. Have a good flight.
Okay.
Capacitors at full charge, transformers online, voltage set to 1200, verify range.
Fluctuation all within limit, main bus is online, target is 1000 meters, primed and ready.
Zokar, you may inform your master that we are ready for a test transfer of electricity to the target.
Most excellent. When will you be ready to proceed?
You must ensure the target tower is clear before we can proceed.
My lord, we are ready to proceed once the target area is clear.
We are monitoring the target. All personnel have been accounted for. Proceed.
You heard him. Proceed.
Very well. Professor Lin, I turn the proceedings over to you and to your computer.
I am honored. Transfer in 3... 2, 1.
The target receiver. You blew it to crawl. What happened?
Zokar, what is the meaning of this? Explain! Explain! We wish to provide electrical power to Earth. Not to exterminate them.
Stand by, my lord. I need an explanation.
You can tell your master, or I will be happy to tell him myself. I need better coils. These coils are irregular and unpredictable.
The data shows that there was a fluctuation in the field strength of the signal, and the inline transformer overloaded. It sent a surge of power to the target tower. I believe I can write a failsafe for that for the future.
Zokar, explain now.
My lord, they are running diagnostics now. It appears that the material for the coils is irregular and caused a massive overpower. It was more than the transformers on the target tower could hold. I will have more information for you shortly.
Bring the results to me when you have them. I shall be in my quarters.
Yes, my lord. I want a full report and your solutions before the end of the day. Is that understood?
You need not ask, Lord Zokar. As a scientist, it is my job to fail and learn from that failure. That is how progress is made. If you do not push the envelope, you will never know the limits of your experiment. I shall have it to you within 2 hours' time.
I will return in 2 hours' time.
This worries me greatly.
I shall have answers for him.
That is not what gives me great concern, Nicola.
It is the power, isn't it?
Yes. Such destruction from so little energy. In the wrong hands, this would make a terrible weapon. An orbital platform that could redirect this energy to existing ground power stations.
Could destroy the Earth's power grid. And, given what you have told me about our planet's total dependence on electricity, chaos would prevail. And trust me, if ever there were wrong hands, it would be these creatures.
What can we do? You know, if we do not proceed, they will dispose of us and find a new scientist.
These computers you use, can they be programmed to prevent our project from becoming a weapon?
I believe it is possible. You must give me parameters to use so I can program in overrides to any destructive commands.
I shall. In the meantime, we will continue our work to succeed in this experiment to transmit electrical power wirelessly. We must not let them know that we have our suspicions.
Hey, big guy! Heard you ate all the cake. Hey, Dolores, looking good. Hey, Mark.
Well, 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 look who's back from the dead.
Hey, Mac. Hey, rookie.
Seriously, rookie? Still?
Don't worry, kid. You'll make it someday. So, Mac, I hear you're taking the lead on the case.
Not really lead, but I've been given a lot more responsibilities. Man, they did a number on your head there, Detective Barnes.
Hey, it's Jim now. I just came from Captain McCall's office and closed out all my paperwork and turned in all my gear.
That's got to be tough.
That's time. Hey, besides, you know, this chapter closes, a new one opens.
So you still thinking on going that PI route?
I'm still looking into it, you know, get everything lined up for certification. Still have some paperwork to do, but it won't be long. I had planned on retiring soon anyway, so, you know, most of this was already done.
Heard you were having lunch with Kate. How'd that go?
Not bad till some wise guy told me to join the 21st century and get a smartphone.
Really? So did you enjoy your lunch date?
Yeah, we got to catch up a little. She nibbled on her head of lettuce and took off like a little jackrabbit. She told me about your case. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a real head-scratcher, but we're following up on some good leads.
Well, we could always wait until you have your PI license, then let you solve it for us.
I might just do that, rookie. So, where's Hernandez?
He had some things to check on with his section.
Oh, okay. Well, how long is he going to be on loan?
Until we can find a replacement for Detective, or Agent Hawk. And now you.
Well, I think I'm looking at the next replacement right here. Oh, hey. Speaking of rabbits. Hey, Kate, what's up?
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to let you know that my father will be arriving at BWI this evening. Kelly and I will be picking him up.
Hey, that's great news. Are you going straight back to the Eastern Shore?
Kelly's taking him back to Hawkhaven, and I'll go there tomorrow. Once we get that party planned, you'll be getting your official invite.
Oh man, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And if you'd update your phone, I could just have texted this to you.
Well, and then I wouldn't have gotten to talk to you.
Ah, you're incorrigible. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later.
Ciao. Hey, Kate's father will be landed at BWI this evening.
That's great news. I never got to meet him, but I've heard a lot about him.
She must really be relieved. How long was he gone? 5 years?
Yeah, you know, he went to a convention in Europe and just disappeared. Well, look, I need to get back to my place and see if it's still there. Hey, if you guys ever want to run something by me, you know, just to get another set of eyes on something, just call me.
Or text.
That'd be a waste of time. I can't see that scrolling text on this little screen. It's like trying to read Dow Jones ticker with one eye closed.
Gee, I don't know. My screen is plenty big. How about yours?
I watch movies on mine all the time.
Well, maybe if you weren't watching movies, you could solve your case. I'm out of here. Gotta go restock the fridge. See you guys later.
See ya.
Later. Well, it looks like there'll be a run on frozen pizzas and beer.
Scan verified. Chancellor Zokar, you are expected. Enter.
My master.
Rise, Zokar. Are they still working on a solution?
Yes, my master. We can expect resolution of the failure very soon.
Failure, Zokar? I saw it as an overwhelmingly successful test.
But my lord, the ray completely destroyed the tower.
Yes, yes it did. Think of it. A small sample of power, amplified and transmitted wirelessly, to a target, totally destroying it. Our plans must now change. The disruption of the grid system is no longer the end in which we seek. Can you imagine the destruction we could achieve on a much larger scale?
And you know that these two would never agree to this.
It is so. That is why we will not speak of this. Ensure that our top scientists learn all they can about today's experiment. I want every line of code analyzed, so we can override it when the time comes.
It shall be done.
In the meantime, see that our scientist guests are assured that we understand that this is not an easy task. Meet the demands for materials, but most importantly, learn how this particle ray machine can be used as a weapon.
Yes, my lord.
This is a great day for rage.
And what is to become of Three Tam and the Professor once we fully develop the ray?
We must keep them engaged as long as possible in the event that we have a failure in our system. Once we destroy Planet 310, they can go back to whatever is left, and we'll make sure that any left on their planet will know that these two were the ones that built the ray.
It shall be done.
I have completed my analysis of the data. You are correct. The inferior quality of the materials appears to have created a short circuit in the transformers. This caused a temporary overload, much like a light bulb before it burns out.
We will not proceed any further until we have the proper materials. I cannot afford any further failures.
Yes, but like the light bulb I spoke of, Edison failed over 1,000 times before he succeeded in inventing it.
Edison, that old fool. I tried to tell the world that alternating current was much more reliable and efficient than direct current. If he had his way, there would be batteries littering the earth, and we all would have died from lead poisoning.
That may be, but for the matter at hand, what is our course of action?
Once we have identified the exact component at fault, we must make design changes to ensure the beam works properly.
Or not at all.
What? I don't understand, Professor. This is a dream of mine that will be made possible, long after the time when I should have died. Why stop now?
My dear Nicola, did you not see what your mistake did to that tower? Do you not think that these creatures saw the same thing? You have just proven that your ray can be used as a weapon of a mass destruction.
We have discussed this. You must ensure with your computer that something so horrible will never happen.
Code can be overwritten, my friend. You can be assured that their experts will analyze every line of code to find a weak point in the system and override any fail-safes.
Then you must plan for that. Certainly someone with your skills can design a self-destruct sequence. If our machine comes online in a destruct mode, then we can destroy it.
In theory, it seems straightforward and easy. But in a reality, it will require much work.
Then, my friend, I suggest you begin working.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, hi, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, Jimmy, it's so nice to see you. Oh my, that's a nasty scar on your head.
Well, it kind of comes with being shot.
Oh my goodness, what am I thinking? Please, come in.
Oh, thank you. I can't really stay. I just stopped in to thank you for watching the apartment for me.
Well, after all you do for me, it was the least I could do. Let me get your mail.
Okay. Hey, Sammy! Kitty, kitty! You miss me? No, I didn't think so.
Here you go, Jimmy. Sorry, it looks like all of these letters have windows in them. or they want a donation.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. McGee.
No, I've been checking your messages. You got a call from our state representative.
Well, is it election year already?
The IRS called, and you're going to be sued.
Now, Mrs. McGee, you know what I told you about them.
It's a scam. The IRS will never call, and your Windows computer has a virus, and this nice young Indian man will fix it for just $400.
$400, really?
He called me too. I had so much fun with that one. I played along, all concerned, and pretended to write down all of the information. I was reeling him in.
So, what happened?
I told him it was a really good thing that he called, because this computer controls the reactor at Calvert Cliffs, and if he couldn't fix it, well, he could cause the worst disaster in American history.
So what did he say?
There was a pause, so I said, "Oh my God, the reactor is melting down, we're doomed." Then I hung up.
I would have loved to have seen the other end of that conversation.
Oh, I'm so glad I have a policeman as a neighbor. I feel so safe.
Well, Mrs. McGee, you know they retired me, but look, don't you worry. I'll still look out after you and Mr. Sammy.
Now, there was one visitor. He was knocking on your door early this morning. I stuck me head out, and I told him you weren't home yet. Here, he gave me this card. Now, which pocket did I stick it in? Oh yes, here. He seemed European.
Huh, Soren.
Oh, so you know him?
Yeah, sort of. We chatted online for several years. He always said he'd come to see me someday. He's from Denmark. Well, thanks, Mrs. McGee. I really appreciate you looking out for me.
Once you're rested up and feeling better, I'll make you a nice Irish dinner, and you can tell me all about what's been going on.
Sure, Mrs. McGee, but I don't know. It might not be very interesting.
You sure we have the right flight number?
Yes, Kelly. I'm sure I have the right flight number. Look here. It says his flight's arriving. Now be patient. Daddy's been through a lot.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means give him some time to assimilate before you put him on the witness stand. You know how you can be sometimes.
I'd just like to know what's really going on. Oh, there he is. He looks really good.
He does. Daddy! Daddy, over here!
Hey, girls. My gosh, you guys are a sight for sore eyes.
Daddy.
Kelly, I'm so glad to see you. You're looking great. How are the kids?
They can't wait to see you.
Kate, I'm so glad you could make it.
I wouldn't miss this for the world. How was your flight?
Long and boring. You'd think by now we'd have a faster way of crossing the Atlantic.
We did, Daddy. It was called the Concorde, but faster isn't always better. Come on, let's get your luggage.
This is it.
A small carry-on? What happened to your luggage?
The last time I saw it was in a hotel 5 years ago.
You mean this is it?
Remember, it was a short conference I went to 5 years ago, so I really didn't lose much. My room at home still available?
Of course.
Well, then, let's get out of here. There's a nice mattress in a cozy room with my name on it on the chop tank.
Oh, good grief. What now? Oh, it's Barnes.
Hey, say hello to the old beaner for me.
Jim, what's up? Daddy's here and says hey.
Yeah, tell him I'll be over to see him real soon. I got something you might be interested in.
What is it?
I came back to my apartment and Mrs. McGee said I had a visitor this morning. His card read Soren, so I called him.
What did he have to say?
He said he had a lead on your case, something about a Chinese woman making a run for Sweden. His sources told him that she made her way up through Canada and be taking an international flight to Stockholm via London on Monday. Sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
He said to meet him at Martin State Monday morning, the 0700 for transport.
Okay, tell him I'll be there. Thanks.
Sure thing. Hey, enjoy your reunion.
Call of duty?
Not until Monday morning, so change of plans. I'll just follow you two back home.
Follow us?
I don't mind. After all, Kelly's the oldest. We'll all have plenty of time to catch up.
Come on, Daddy. You're going to tell me all about your ordeal in Turkey. I want to know everything.
Will Lister succeed in developing a death ray? Will the IDF come forth with the true identity of Prisoner 310 and his assistant? Will Kelly accept Horace's cover story? Find out more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Stockholm Connection.